जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जश्चर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन, यमुना किरणकारी, यमुना किरणकारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकचरेस्तुतिपति श्री श्रीमद् दिवंगत एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, संकीर्तन की जय, ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya,
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 Narayanam namaskritya Naram Chaiva
Narottamam,
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Mudirayet, Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtaki. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, text number 32. Evam Triloka Guruna,
Evam Triloka Guruna,
Sandishtak Shabda Yonina,
Sandishtak Shabda Yonina,
Padaryashramam Asadya,
Padaryashramam Asadya,
Harim Ije Samadhina, Evam Triloka Guruna,
Evam Triloka Guruna,
Sandishtak Shabda Yonina,
Sandishtak Shabda Yonina,
Padaryashramam Asadya,
Padaryashramam Asadya,
Harim Ije Samadhina,
Harim Ije Samadhina,
Evam Triloka Guruna,
Evam
Yeah.
Shabda Yonina, by one who is the source of all Vedic knowledge. Badaryashramam, in the pilgrimage site of Badarik Ashram. Asadya, reaching. Harim, unto the Lord. Ije, satisfied. Samadhina, by trance. Translation, Shukadev Goswami informed the king that Uddhava, being thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Vedic knowledge and the spiritual master of the three worlds, reached the pilgrimage site of Badarik Ashrama and engaged himself there in trance to satisfy the Lord. Please repeat. Shukadev Goswami informed the king, that Uddhava, being thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Vedic knowledge, and the spiritual master of the three worlds, reached the pilgrimage site of Badarik Ashrama and engaged himself there in trance to satisfy the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna is factually the spiritual master of the three worlds, and He is the original source of all Vedic knowledge. It is very difficult, however, to understand the personal feature of the Absolute Truth, even from the Vedas. His personal instructions are needed in order to understand the personality of Godhead as the Supreme Absolute Truth. Bhagavad Gita is the evidence of such transcendental knowledge in gist. One cannot know the Supreme Lord unless one is graced by the Lord himself. Lord Krishna exhibited this specific mercy towards Arjuna and Uddhava when he was in this material world. Undoubtedly, Bhagavad Gita was spoken by the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra just to encourage Arjuna to fight, and yet, to complete the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord instructed Uddhava. The Lord wanted Uddhava to fulfill his mission and disseminate knowledge which he had not spoken even in the Bhagavad Gita. Persons who are attached to the words of the Vedas may also know from this verse that the Lord is the source of all Vedic knowledge. One who is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by going through the pages of the Vedas may take shelter of one of the Lord's devotees, such as Uddhava, in order to advance further in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahma Samhita says that it is very difficult to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedas, but he is easily understood from a pure devotee like Uddhava. Taking mercy on the great sages who lived at Badarik Ashrama, the Lord authorized Uddhava to speak on his behalf. Unless one has such authorization, one cannot understand or preach the devotional service of the Lord. While present on this earth, the Lord executed many uncommon activities, even traveling in space to bring down the Parijata from heaven and recovering the son of his teacher, Sandipani Muni, from the regions of death. Uddhava was certainly informed of the conditions of life on other planets, and all the sages were anxious to know of them, just as we are anxious to know about the planets in space. Uddhava was particularly deputed to carry a message to Bhadrak Ashrama, not only to the sages of that place of pilgrimage, but also to the Narayana deities. Such a message must have been more confidential than the knowledge described in the pages of the Vedas. The Lord is undoubtedly the source of all knowledge, and the messages dispatched through Uddhava to Narayana and other sages were also part of the Vedic knowledge, but they were more confidential and could be sent or understood only through such a pure devotee as Uddhava. Since such confidential knowledge was known only to the Lord and Uddhava, it is said that Uddhava was as good as the Lord himself. Every living entity can, like Uddhava, also become a confidential messenger on the same level as the Lord, provided he becomes confidential himself by dint of loving devotional service. Such confidential knowledge is entrusted, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, only to pure devotees like Uddhava and Arjuna, and one has to learn the mystery through them, and not otherwise. One cannot understand Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam without the help of such confidential devotees of the Lord. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that confidential message must have concerned the mystery of his departure and the annihilation of his dynasty after the end of his appearance in the mundane world for 100 years. Everyone must have been very anxious to know about the mystery of the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty, and that message must have been explained by the Lord to Uddhava and dispatched to Bhadrak Ashrama for the information of Naranarayan and other pure devotees of the Lord. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sukadeva Goswami informed the king that Uddhava, being thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all Vedic knowledge and the spiritual master of the three worlds, reached the pilgrimage site of Bhadrak Ashrama and engaged himself there in trance to satisfy the Lord. So in Bhadrak Ashram, the avatar, Naranarayan Rishi, stays and is worshipped there also in the form of deity. And many other sages are there. You may be familiar with the story of how Krishna left Mathura when Jarasandha attacked, and Kalyavana was chasing him into a cave. And Uchakunda was there, who offered prayers after he burned Kaliyavana to ashes. You may be familiar with the story. And Lord Krishna sent him to Bhadarika Ashram. Vyasadeva is also there. Vyasadeva taught Krishna consciousness to Madhvacharya up in the mountains there. And many other sages are performing austerities there for the benefit of the entire world. I should say for the spiritual benefit, spiritual upliftment of the entire world. We were talking the other day, Pundarika was giving class about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and the question was there, how could such a great Goshtianandi, who is spreading Krishna consciousness through literature and theistic exhibitions, dioramas, and establishing mathas and so many different programs, his spiritual master was a Bhajanandi. But we shouldn't discount the importance of those who, shunning the distractions of the cities and towns and the materialistic people, enter deeply into Krishna consciousness. And we could say without the spiritual master, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, then we wouldn't have Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He was dedicated, he dedicated his life as the linchpin of his life, the sannyasi who wrote the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava. But I'm just blanking on his name, senior moment, excuse me. Said, so these devotees up in Bhadarika Ashram, well, how can they benefit the entire world? We may think of that. They're just up there alone. It's very hard to even reach that place, let alone see them. So they're not interacting directly. But they are. They're performing penances and austerities. They're becoming very powerful. And they're using that power of their devotion and their one-pointed intelligence to make the people of the world capable of accepting the spiritual message. So the service they're doing there to Lord Krishna is very important. And Lord Krishna considered it important enough to send his most confidential devotee, Uddhava, to carry his messages there. The Uddhava Gita, where Krishna instructed Uddhava, is recounted in the 11th canto, chapters 7 through 29, I believe. It's like 23 chapters. And there are, it's very much like the Bhagavad Gita, but it's much more detailed about, really about all different things, about Varnashram Dharma, about worship, about the process of devotional service, about the Sankhya Yoga and the understanding of the material modes and how they're working and everything. There's a very, very, Srimad Bhagavatam is this awesome literature that is the king of all books and can't be touched by any other kind of literature. And it's our duty as followers of Srila Prabhupada. Now Prabhupada has translated this book into English, and we've, by his instruction, translated it into many, many other languages, and to make it known and famous throughout the world. Another part of the 11th canto, before the Uddhava Gita starts, Narada Muni is instructing Vasudeva, Krishna's father in Dwarka, and he tells them about the instructions that were given to Maharaj Nimi by the nine of the 100 sons of Lord Rishabhadeva. He had 90 sons who were expert in fruitive activities and teaching the Vedic knowledge to the world. His eldest son, Bharat Maharaj, is also described, his three lifetimes are described there in the fifth canto. And the nine other sons were great devotees, known as the Yogendras, Navayogendras, Yogendras, and they were speaking the confidential, very beautiful instructions about devotional service. And one of them, Drumila, told the pastime to Maharaj Nimi of how Naranarayan Rishi was offended by Indra. So King Indra was concerned that Naranarayan Rishi are the twin sons, one incarnation, twin sons of Dharma personified, and his wife Murti, who is the daughter of Daksha. And It's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Daksha Vishnu Narayana, along with his devotee. I've heard that Nara, the twin, is actually Arjuna. They were on the planet at the same time, Krishna and Arjuna, speaking in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and doing other things. Narayana Rishi is there in the Bhadrika Ashram, performing severe austerities. It gets very cold there in the winter, very warm in the summer, and they do extreme austerities there. And Lord Indra became frightened that they were becoming so powerful they might want to take over Indra's position. That's a reflection on Indra. He's thinking, you know, why would the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself want to take over Indra's position? And if he wanted to, what could Indra do about it? But Indra is always being worried that somebody's going to take my post, because he's very attached to the opulence and power of being the king of the devas. So he sent Cupid, the god of love, of Kama, Kamadeva, to make Naranarayan Rishi fall down. This was his plan. And Cupid came there with his associates and many beautiful women, and he caused a beautiful springtime atmosphere to come with the smell of flowers and this atmosphere that would awaken lusty desires. And then he attacked Naranarayan Rishi by the enchanting glances of beautiful women, thinking that he could attract Naranarayan Rishi. And Naranarayan Rishi, of course, was not at all impressed. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need anything from anyone, and he's not going to fall down. He just laughed. And Cupid and his associates became very frightened. They realized they've committed an offense to the Personality of Godhead. But Naranarayan Rishi was very merciful to them. And what he did was he manifested from out of his own body a host of many, many even more beautiful women. You know, like as if he was bereft of something or needed something from Indra. And he told them to pick one that could stay in the heavenly planets with them. And they picked the best of all, Urvasi. And she went to stay in the heavenly planets. So how is it then that Naranarayan Rishi, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he knows everything, needs to be informed of Krishna's message by Uddhava? So this only Uddhava could carry this confidential message, and that Krishna himself is the source of all incarnations, and he can explain confidential mysteries through his pure devotee, even to his avatar, Naranarayan Rishi, and these other great sages there who were eager to hear, as discussed in the purport, about the mystery of Lord Krishna's destruction of the Yadu dynasty and his ending, winding up his prakat lila, his manifested lila. So Uddhava is a very special devotee. He's described as the only one who could distribute this message. So in the purport today, Srila Prabhupada discusses Guru Tattva, the spiritual master. Actually, Lord Krishna is the spiritual master of the three worlds and the original source of all Vedic knowledge. And we sing every morning how all the shastras declare that the spiritual master himself is directly Hari, but because he's the most confidential servant of Hari. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Nachatasman Manishyeshu, Kashchine Priyakritamaha, Bhavita Nachame Tasmad, Anya Priyatarodhubi. There's no servant in this world more dear to me, nor will there ever be one more dear than the one who explains this supreme secret, the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasiti bhaktim mai param kritva mami vaishya sanshayaha. The one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed and at the end he will come back to me. So this is another mysterious thing. How is, I mean, the Mayavadis, they say, oh, the spiritual master is God, because they don't understand God at all. They think of God as having no qualities. They can't understand transcendental qualities. So they think that even Krishna's form, which is offensive, that they say that even Krishna's form is made of material mode of goodness or something, is a material thing, a temporary thing, and only the qualityless, impersonal Brahman is the absolute truth. So then they think, and we're all that same absolute truth, so why shouldn't the spiritual master be considered that God, because he is God that way? But they don't understand the personality of Godhead. But actually, the spiritual master is Krishna. Krishna is the personality of Godhead. And he's a person. He asserts himself as a person with his own senses and his own intelligence and his own energy and his likes and dislikes. And yet, through disciplic succession, his devotees become transparent via medium, that they're teaching the disciple, and the disciple serving the spiritual master puts the disciple directly in touch with the teachings of Krishna. And so the process is perfect, that when the spiritual master is authorized and the disciple is authorized and sincere, then the disciple actually realizes Krishna directly and realizes all the teachings of the confidential teachings about devotional service, and can pass that on to disciples of their own. There's an interesting statement here Prabhupada makes in the purport, that I might find it here better. He says, any living entity, every living entity can, like Uddhava, also become a confidential messenger on the same level as the Lord, provided he becomes confidential himself by dint of loving devotional service. So this is quite a bold statement, that any living entity can become as good as the Lord himself by becoming a confidential messenger on the same level as the Lord, like Uddhava did. There's, in the Nectar of Instruction, text 5, there's a description of how the three classes of devotees are there. And Srila Prabhupada encourages us to seek a spiritual master from the first class. And he's describing that here, that when one fully engages in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he gradually realizes his own spiritual identity. Unless one faithfully chants the Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna does not reveal himself. Sevan mukehi jivado svayam eva spuratyadaha bhakti rasamrita sindhu. We cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by any artificial means. We must engage faithfully in the service of the Lord. Such service begins with the tongue, sevan mukehi jivado, which means that we should always chant the holy names of the Lord and accept Krishna prasadam. We should not chant or accept anything else. When this process is faithfully followed, the Supreme Lord reveals himself to the devotee. When a person realizes himself to be an eternal servitor of Krishna, he loses interest in everything but Krishna's service. Always thinking of Krishna, devising means by which to spread the holy name of Krishna, he understands that his only business is spreading Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Such a person is to be recognized as an Uttama Adhikari, and his association should immediately be accepted according to the six processes, the Dati, Pratigunati, etc. Indeed, the advanced Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava devotee should be accepted as a spiritual master. So, this process is something mysterious and wonderful, that we have to learn how to serve the person, Krishna. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada describes, Krishna is everything, but not everything is Krishna. You know, in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's a statement that Yepyanya Devata Bhaktya Yajante Shrayamvita Tevi Mame Vikonteya Yajantya Vidhi Purvaka. So even if they're worshipping some demigod with bhakti, of course bhakti is only for Krishna, but if they're worshipping some other deva, they're really worshipping Krishna, Krishna says. But they're doing it in a wrong way. They're not following the proper vidhis. They're not. You have to understand, you have to see Krishna himself. You have to come to that point of directly realizing Krishna. So who can say that the spiritual master is not directly Krishna when he's the dearmost servant of Krishna, and he's a transparent via medium that can directly, through the service of whom one can directly understand Krishna. It's not simply a matter of some intellectual process that you read many books and you learn many things. Of course, your spiritual master should be Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. He should be learned in the Vedic knowledge and fixed in his realization of the absolute truth. But to become a realized devotee, one has to become the servant of another devotee or of Krishna directly himself. And the servant is as good as Krishna if he can properly transmit that message. And Krishna actually intervenes in the process. When he sees how the devotee is serving nicely his devotee, then Krishna appears or reveals himself to the confidential disciple. So the disciple has to be also authorized as well. So Srila Prabhupada it's interesting how Srila Prabhupada translates this. We know this Advaitam Achyutam Anadirananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, from the Brahma Samhita 533, that Krishna is very difficult to understand through the Vedas, but he's not difficult to understand from the Atma Bhakta. So generally, we think he's not difficult to understand for those in devotional service, but Prabhupada is saying in this purport, he's not difficult to understand if one take shelter of the Atma Bhakta from the devotee. He's not difficult to understand. So Prabhupada says that any living entity can become a spiritual master. It's an interesting statement. Lord Chaitanya also affirmed that even if one is a learned Brahmana, learned in all the Vedas, and an expert at all the mantras and tantras, if he's not a Vaishnava, he can't be a spiritual master. A Vaishnava guru nasya, Vaishnava swapacho guru. And if he, guru, if he is a Vaishnava, even if he's from the community of dog-eating outcasts, then he is a guru. He is a guru. So there may be some social conventions. Lord Chaitanya defied these social conventions. Bhaktisiddhanta defied these social conventions that you have to be born in a caste Goswami family, or even born in a Brahmin family. And Srila Prabhupada, following suit, encouraged even Western disciples who were born in meat-eating families and so forth, that they could become spiritual masters, and they could become pure devotees, and initiated them as brahmanas as well. So Prabhupada is encouraging his followers all to become spiritual masters, actually. Become authorized to become spiritual masters by becoming a confidential devotee and carrying the message perfectly without adulteration, without adding or subtracting anything. The spiritual master, the authorized bona fide spiritual master, is one who chants Hare Krishna well. That Lord Chaitanya teaches Trinadapi Sunichena Tarori Vasa Hishnuna. The spiritual master shouldn't be motivated that I want many followers, or I'm interested in being worshipped or praised. But thinks himself lower than the straw in the street, and more tolerant than a tree, but is carrying out this confidential service of distributing Krishna's message. We're all engaged in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and encouraging people to chant Hare Krishna. We're going on Harinam Sankirtan. But if we become very expert in devotional service, very pure, if we realize our spiritual identity and give up any interest in anything else, as described, Srila Prabhupada described in the Nectar of Devotion, then all of you, I see you young brahmacharis who just finished the spiritual master and disciple course, and we need many people to become qualified and actually continue this disciplic succession for future generations. So Srila Prabhupada is, in this purport, he's saying any living entity can do it. Of course, one has to actually become a confidential devotee. So the process is there. We have to apply the process. We shouldn't doubt that it really works. We shouldn't. There's some party of people who think that Prabhupada wasn't capable of producing any disciples that could be spiritual masters. They're wrong. This movement, this specific succession, and it's the only way to approach Krishna is to become servant of the spiritual master, just like you would serve Krishna if Krishna was personally present. Uddhava and Maitreya, they heard directly from Krishna. They had Krishna's presence right before them. But most of us, Krishna comes as the deities. We shouldn't, just as we shouldn't think that these are statues or symbols. This is Krishna himself standing on the altar. And the spiritual master, because he is a servant of Krishna, he's not creating the universes and everything, but because he's a confidential servant of Krishna, then Krishna himself appears to the disciple as the spiritual master. So leave some time for comments and discussion, questions. And forgive me if I made any mistakes. And Prabhu, microphone, please. I see you're an artist. You're drawing a picture. Yes, please, but you're speaking to the microphone because there's thousands of people watching around the world.
This is where I stop them. The most confidential knowledge, those verses in it. I was reading it with someone, and it struck me, what is the qualification of receiving confidential knowledge? Is that there's a relationship of confidence, that they have confidence in one another. But Krishna states clearly, because you are my devotee and my very dear friend, and as you continue to speak, I realize that the relationship, according to Bhagavatam, between the disciple and the spiritual master is one of firm friendship. And it wouldn't be of much importance otherwise, except that Krishna stresses this, friendly to every living entity. And it seems like that's a precursor. It's one of the nine processes of devotional service, thinking of Krishna as one's best friend. That's where the confidential aspect of understanding each other's personalities and Krishna's willingness to reveal himself because of friendship. And that firm friendship between the spiritual master and the disciple is actually assigned to be the relationship between each devotee and every other devotee and all devotees with everyone in the world, because that's the mission of the Parampara.
It's a good point that Krishna tells Arjuna, because you're my friend, you can understand this knowledge. We shouldn't think that it's the kind of, there's different kinds of friendship. So the spiritual master and the disciple's relationship is not as equals. The disciple never considers himself the equal of a spiritual master. Prabhupada never considered, Bhaktisiddhanta and me were pals and we used to go around. But, it's one of, you know, one of great respect. But at the same time, there has to be that sympathetic friendship that, you know, I'm going to do what you say because I like you and I like what you want me to do. It's not simply fear.
It's the importance of being a servant is there, and you stress that. My mind shifted to confidential servitor. Mm-hmm. Confidential servitor actually indicates that there's no monetary exchange.
Right, and there's that confidence that you're pointing
out of affection and respect. And as you just mentioned, respect is always respect. There are numerous reports of how much respect Srila Prabhupada had for his men and women.
Yes, we heard yesterday.
The two-way street of friendship.
Yesterday morning we heard Prabhupada, that class, that yeah, famous
so
class in 1970.
Respect is both ways.
Yeah, we heard the class where Prabhupada cried at the end, where it was Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance day, and he said that, you know, he's sending you, and in ecstasy he begins crying that, you know, he sent you because you're helping me carry out his message.
Yeah, so much confidence was there among the devotees decades ago. And it's just struck me now that it's what's undermined, if there's, I think pretty much everyone can recognize that there's a little weakness in the foundation, that it's because of self-respect has been impacting people.
Okay.
So Prabhupada respected everyone, and so they respected themselves.
Okay.
And they respected everyone else, but...
But our best days are ahead of us.
Yeah.
Haribol. I think Jivakrama has something.
So, earlier you were saying about how is it that the knowledge from Uddhava, from the Uddhava Gita can go around the world. Usually in Bharat Ashram, all the great sages assemble there sometime or the other. And once the knowledge is there, then everyone would also know about it. And so if they go about preaching around the earth or wherever, then I guess it would go like that. But also, Srila Vyasadeva would eventually, shortly after, put the Bhagavatam into writing, in fact, all the Vedic literatures. You know, that was another way of And of course, Lord Krishna knew that everything that he had spoken to Arjuna, to Uddhava, would also get into the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and so forth.
Maybe everything is there. We know where, we're told in the first canto where Vyasadeva composed the Bhagavatam in his ashram, surrounded by berry trees by the Saraswati River. I wanted to just make one comment that, of course, things were very special when Prabhupada was personally present to everyone. Prabhupada, we can't expect that every spiritual master is going to become like the power of, and you know, like the great Shakyavesh avatar that Srila Prabhupada was. So, but I still think we shouldn't think, oh, you know, like Krishna, some people have this nostalgic approach to Krishna consciousness that it happened then and it's not happening now. But actually Prabhupada wants us to keep carrying on, and we find strength and renewed strength, so we should be optimistic. Prabhupada was always very optimistic.
The absence of friendship allows a person to dislike themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And without firm friendship as a policy, then people are left isolated because they don't feel like they have a confidential opportunity with someone. In fact, so many confidences, meaning like secret, no one can trust one another anymore because of the lack of confidence.
Yeah, good point, this confidence and importance of friendship. Hare Krishna.
On the point of confidential friendship, I once asked Mother Narayani in class that how do we, of the nine processes, how do we become friends of Krishna?
Right.
And she said, by preaching. She says, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he who distributes this knowledge to my devotees, and all people are his devotees, he is very dear to me. So that dear, that's the friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, that no one's more dear. No one is will ever be more dear. This confidential knowledge can only be understood by devotees, but Prabhupada explains in the purport that devotees who try to distribute to others are also recognized by Krishna. Prabhupada wrote in a letter that, you know, just like in the wartime, some farm boy would, become a hero, like Sergeant York or something like that, because he did something heroic, that similarly, ordinary devotees, by actually distributing Prabhupada's books, will be quickly recognized by Krishna. And so this Sankirtan movement is this preaching movement, and this is and the mood of the preacher is, like you said, this mood of, I have this wonderful friend, and I'm friendly to you, I have this wonderful message to bring to you, and if only you could take a book and give a donation and read it and take it into your heart. So it's all a very friendly activity.
One thought came to my mind was in the third canto, Devahuti's pastime. There it describes about Devahuti that she served Kardamuni with two qualities, Gauravena and Vrishambhena. And then Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport that as a relationship between the spiritual master and disciple. So it just gives us a little inkling of what a relationship is, because it described about Devahuta's relationship with Kardamuni. And again, maybe nowadays people may not understand the relationship between a man and a woman in that form of woman's looking up to her husband. It's more a different mood. But Gauravena means respect, and then Vrishambhena means intimacy. So that those two words Prabhupada uses in relationship with the spiritual master and the disciple.
Jaya. Yes, it's a very intimate relationship. You give your life to your spiritual master. How can you give your life to someone without a feeling of that intimacy? Something else? Well, it's a little early. There must be some other comment somewhere. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, thank you for all that you've spoken today. On the point of friendship, on one hand, we're encouraged to practice Sakyam as a limb of devotional service. On the other hand, when Krishna talks about the peace formula, he says, Suhridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim richati, that if you come to accept that I already am the greatest friend, the greatest well-wisher of all living entities, then you'll know peace within your heart. So part of it, it's